Groom 4 joins us on the line right now. First of all, Groom 4, taking a bit of a leap of faith, applying for Stranger Wedding.
I know, right? See, there's always awful disasters on Married at First Sight, so you thought, why not? Let's give it a go. Let's have another train wreck.
Now, you're a 37-year-old bloke. Tell us a little bit about your life. Have you got any kids, pets? What's the go?
No kids. I've just got a little black staffy. So she's my kid. She's my baby.
Oh, cute.
I work in retail management. I like to travel when the borders open up again and explore new areas and go out for dinners and try new experiences and adventures and get yourself out there and open up your mind and horizons.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, Groom number 4, tell us about your past relationships. What's been going on?
Just haven't found the right person, or just bad timing, right person, wrong time sort of thing, or I've moved around so much, just building those solid connections and relationships with people has always been quite difficult. So
yeah. Are you looking to find a long-term love? Like you're ready to settle down?
Yes. Yeah. I'm ready to settle down, ready to find that long-term love, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
it has to be the right person, though. So it's not
of
just
course,
be
of course. Now, and what about kids? Like, do you want to have kids in your future?
I'm open to kids. Kids have never been a big priority in life, but if the right partner is, if I'm in a loving, committed relationship, I'm more than willing and open to have that discussion with that person and have kids as long as it's the right person.
Get that, Groom number 4. I was the same with my now fiance before her.
All right, Sam.
Right? It takes the right person.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's exactly right. Big commitment. You're stuck with them at least 16 years. So.
Yeah.
So, Groom number 4, who are you looking for in a future wife?
Someone that's a bit outgoing, maybe a little bit, not crazy, but a little bit peculiar, or not peculiar, what's that word?
Quirky.
Quirky, that's it, yes, quirky. a little bit quirky, caring, has a good heart, knows what they want in life. Good smile, nice teeth. No. just someone that's overall is a good person. They're nice. They're funny. They're up for doing things, new adventures. Traveling is a big one.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
All right, Groom 4. Well, it's been lovely to chat with you. Thank you for being so open and honest. And thanks for your time.
Lovely. Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day. Hey.